Parts of the country are still struggling with severe water shortages. Stanthorpe, a town in Queensland's Southern Downs, has become the latest to move to full-time water carting. And as Meghna Bali reports, the flow into Sydney's biggest dam is plunging.
Around 40 truckloads of water will be transported to Queensland's Granite Belt today to begin the largest water carting project by a local government. 1.3 million litres of water will be trucked into Stanthorpe from the Connolly Dam and will cost $800,000 a month, fully funded by the Queensland government. It's welcome relief. Local Mayor Tracy Dobie says the drought's taken a significant toll on her community.
There's no doubt that this drought and the water shortage has affected the mental well-being of everybody in our region. I know myself how hard it is to wake up every morning. I live on a rural property. I look out the window and there's these beautiful blue skies, but of course the trees are dying, the grounds turn grey, there's nothing green anywhere except for the trees that are still alive. It's very disheartening. It's very disheartening to see our livestock disappear as they all have to be sold off. It's disappointing not to see crops in the ground, and that is affecting everyone in our region.
The water shortage isn't just impacting the regions. Dams in the country's most populous cities are also at risk. Figures from Water New South Wales reveal since the drought hit Sydney almost 3 years ago, 281 billion litres have flowed into Warragamba Dam. That's less than half the previous drought of record during 1939 to 41, when the dam received 628 billion litres. Adrian Langdon, Executive Manager for Water Systems Operations at Water New South Wales, says the water reservoir is sitting at around 40% capacity.
Since then, we've been on a very dramatic drop, downward curve in terms of what inflows we've been receiving. So being now in the low 40s, we are starting to get into some foreseeable critical conditions going forward if we don't see a change in weather patterns.
And with longer and harsher droughts predicted, Water New South Wales is scoping out different drought management measures.
We just need to be able to build greater levels of resilience into our water supplies across our communities, not just in Sydney, but also in our regional communities, to ensure that we are able to manage future droughts, because when this drought does break, we do know that there will be another one. And that's really what we've got to be planning for now.
The Bureau of Meteorology's latest climate outlook shows roughly equal chances of being wetter or drier than average for most of Australia over the next 3 months. But it predicts several months of above average rainfall will be needed for most areas to recover.
Meghna Bali reporting.